Motor Talk with David Berthon. Trying to sell your car? You should list it on oscar.com.au. It's free.
While new vehicle sales have taken a dramatic plunge in Europe since January due to the pandemic, there's considerable optimism here, with dealers reporting a turnaround this month compared to April, when sales fell 48% April year on year. New vehicle sales in Europe, according to figures from the European Automobile Association, have slumped 74.8% since the start of 2020. Lockdowns, restrictions and economic uncertainty equating to a loss of 2 million new car sales. 15 European manufacturers recorded sales of 3,240,000 January to April compared to 5,328,000 for the same period in 2019. Volkswagen Group remains market leader despite a 33% fall in sales, while the PSA Group, comprising Peugeot, Citroën and Opel, remains in second place despite a slump of 45.8%, Renault in third place with a 47.3% fall. What this means long term for the European car industry will be interesting to watch. The Renault-Nissan and Mitsubishi alliance has already been under some pressure, although in a statement this week the trio confirming a new business model going forward. Declining sales during COVID-19 has forced each brand to reassess its place in the alliance. Only last week, France's finance minister suggesting Renault's future was dependent on the success of a government bailout. I'm David Berthon.